Hey ladies, happy July 4th weekend. We are taking a break this week from a new episode. However, we wanted to share with you an unexpectedly very popular episode, Rachel's Big Question on line drying clothes. When we dropped this episode, y'all had so many opinions and so many things to say to us, which we loved. So we want to share it again and have even more conversation about whether or not we line dry clothes and if it's actually the best thing. So here we go. Enjoy the conversation and enjoy your holiday. Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Today we have a Rachel's Big Question. And this is a fun one, very seasonally appropriate too. Rachel, what big question are you asking today?
Okay, so for background on this, I have a history of tackling actual big questions. But then I noticed that my dear friend Sarah was tackling quote unquote big questions that didn't get you yelled at on social media.
It's
things
true.
Like, does pineapple go on pizza?
Which actually will get you yelled at on social, but it's
that's
not
true.
Like,
but it's like a different kind of yelling.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I want to try a Sarah-style big question.
Sarah,
so
stop.
We are talking about something that I know is dear to at least a couple of our hearts out there. It's dear to mine. And that is, I guess, let's just rip the Band-Aid off and say our big question today is, should I line dry my clothes?
Hey.
Okay.
This is a big question.
It is a big question. And there's lots of factors that go into it. Cultural, environmental, economic, efficiency, aesthetics. Like, there's a lot that goes into answering this question. But before we dive into trying to answer the question, we got to understand our background and our context in which we ask it. Because, Erin, you've lived in Japan. You know that in other countries, this question, should I line dry my clothes, is much more obviously answered than it often is in the United States. We have a very specific context here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love watching Japanese YouTube videos, and I see that they all have their little clotheslines out on the patios or the decks. So this is a very culturally normal thing to do there. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in our country, although it is making a comeback. But we have our own context. And so to understand that context, we need to dive into history, which is always my happy place. So bear with me. We'll just do a little clothesline story time here.
I love it.
Okay.
And see how we got where we are today. So up until 1950-ish, this would not have been a question. The question of whether to dry your clothes outdoors in the sunshine versus inside in a machine would not have been asked.
Right.
There were developments before this, but everybody dried their clothes with air and preferably sunshine if you could get it.
Okay.
People often did their laundry in communal spaces, and that included drying their clothes. So drying and bleaching clothes and fabrics out of doors was the norm. Now, there's a reason why bleaching is included in this is because sunshine has natural bleach-like properties that both brighten and disinfect clothing. This was a normal part of the process. According to the old and interesting website, link in show notes, towns, mansions, and textile weavers had an area of mown grass set aside as a bleaching ground or drying green where household linens and clothing could be spread on grass in the daylight. So clotheslines were not necessarily part of the process all the time. Oftentimes just a lawn. You would just spread your clothes out on the grass.
Fascinating.
Or on bushes. Bushes make excellent drying racks. Just all your linens out on the bushes and let them dry. This was normal. This was normal, people.
Large houses. In like historical movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I feel like I learned some, not, I know that not all of them are historically accurate, but there's a lot of shows and TV and like TV shows and movies that do have some historic accuracy. And I mm-hmm. don't think I've ever seen a bleaching ground.
Yeah.
So this is interesting.
Looking at you.
Yeah. So that was the early norm.
Uh-huh.
Large houses might have, it says here, wooden frames or ropes for drying indoors in poor weather. I think there's a famous story about Abigail Adams running clotheslines inside the White House while the plaster was still drying. Okay. To hang her laundry.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're doing laundry and air drying it and it's raining outside as it is here right now,
mm-hmm.
you can't do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's an extra rinse cycle, but not very quick at drying clothes. So yes, clotheslines, I think, first showed up as an inside option if you couldn't get out to your bushes or they were too wet.
Sure.
We see outdoor drying frames and clotheslines in paintings from the 16th century. But still, the normal thing to do was to lay your laundry out on the grass or on a hedgerow, on bushes, something like that. So easy.
Yeah.
Now, the other invention besides the clothesline, which gradually took over as the, let's just say, I'll say it, better way than bushes to dry your clothes. The other invention that really created forward trajectory in this laundry drying story was the invention of the clothes pin.
Oh, that's true. Something to like
that came
hold the
after.
Clothes on.
Interesting.
It did.
Okay.
So
no, that makes sense though.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia, the clothesline would not be invented until 1809.
Okay.
So before this, if you were this, and this might be one reason why the grass and bushes thing lasted so long. If you're trying to hang your clothes on a line without a clothespin, one good gust and you're chasing your laundry into the next county.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
So the clothespin being invented in the early 1800s really made the clothesline work real good and proper for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And so we see those take over.
Huh.
I'm sure probably industrial processes, you know, whereby things like wire and rope became more easily available. I'm just conjecturing here, but these all things all seem to go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense though.
So from the advent of the clothespin in the early 1800s until about 1950, you really don't see much forward movement when it comes to drying your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
People wash them by hand, or later on by a wringer washer type thing, twist them out or wring them out as well as you can, hang them on a line. This is how we do laundry.
Yeah. Yep.
It works. Works great. So what changed in the 1950s?
The dryer.
Mm-hmm. The arrival of the dryer.
The arrival of the electric dryer.
Electric dryer.
Wasn't just, and of course they come in gas or electric, but I'm focusing here on the electric dryer. Because there's a really wonderful moment in history where the electric dryer takes over. And that was with GE and their Live Better Electrically sort of like infomercials that they started running on television. And they actually, they got Ronald Reagan and his family to be sort of corporate spokespersons for this electric gadget bonanza.
I love it.
It's after the war. We've got the power grid. We've got all this forward technological and economic mobility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there is a concerted push to get as many electrical appliances in as many homes as possible. This is where you see the advent of the electric hand mixer or the electric waffle iron or the electric percolator. Or the electric iron. You know, these really start to be ubiquitous.
Vacuum cleaner, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not by accident that there is this cultural movement to try and make everything the modern way and do it all the modern way with your electric servants, as they were called.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So here are some quotes from one of the original Live Better Electrically commercials, which I'll link to in the show notes. This was before Ronald Reagan signed on. But this sort of gets at the gist of what happened. The commercial says that to think of, quote, the richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of electricity. It could save you hundreds of hours of drudgery a year. Better living and more leisure time can begin with electric washer dryers.
Wow.
This was the messaging that everyone absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That your goal is to maximize your leisure time through electric servants. And of course, part of that is the electric dryer, whereby not only can you dry your clothes quickly and without having to like stand out and hang them out with clothespins, but nobody has to see it either. So it really sort of went with this sort of like picture perfect 1950s aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that your neighbors, forget hanging out your dirty laundry, your neighbors now don't have to see your clean laundry either. And so the dryer took over mm-hmm. in a big way mm-hmm. to the point that in the decades that followed, many, many homeowners associations and neighborhoods with some sort of covenant involved would write into that legally that you cannot line dry your clothes.
Whoa!
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because they say it is unsightly and even lowers property prices.
Oh, man.
As from the BBC in 2010.
Interesting.
So line drying went from ubiquitous, the only way to dry your clothes, to the socially ostracized way, the option of poor people and hillbillies, basically.
Yeah.
Within about 30 years, we had this massive cultural shift.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you remember those commercials from the, I think it was the late 80s or early 90s, about the lady running through her house? I forgot to add the fabric softener.
Yeah, I do actually.
I don't
picture that. Okay.
By the time those commercials ran, line drying was pretty much out.
Yeah.
Everybody used dryers.
Uh-huh.
For the most part, except for a few weirdos. Myself included. As we'll see a little later.
Uh-huh.
And probably rural families too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Probably never stopped. But yes, like suburbia, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother always used a clothesline.
Yep.
Except in the winter or when it was raining.
That's funny.
She had a dryer, but she had a dryer, but she did not have it vented outside properly. She actually ran the hose to the back door and then had pantyhose over the end of it to catch the lint. This is a core memory of mine. But yeah, everybody had a dryer. So that brings us to the present day, where a thing that shouldn't be controversial is somehow still controversial. Now, I will say there was a movement in the early to mid 2000s, you know, like 2008 to 2011. There was a lot of movement. In fact, there's actually a documentary
in
2011 released by British filmmaker Stephen Lake called Drying for Freedom.
What?
All about the clothesline controversy in the United States.
Okay.
That's wild.
Yes, because, and this was from a reporter in the New York Times, quote, the majority of the 60 million people who now live in the United States, roughly 300,000 private communities, are forbidden from using outdoor clotheslines.
That's crazy.
So if you have a private community, and I understand this, I've lived in Navy housing. Where I did not have the freedom to hang an outdoor clothesline. I could put a drying rack up on the back patio, but I had to put it away at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because unsightly, eyesore, dangerous, property values, whatever. However, there's a really interesting sort of coda to this story that as of August 2013, this is again according to Wikipedia, there are a number of states who have passed so-called right to dry laws that forbids bans on clothesline and basically renders null and void any homeowners association covenants that would legally prevent you from doing this. So congratulations. Yeah. If you live in Florida, Colorado, Hawaii, Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, and Wisconsin, you legally have a right to dry your clothes on a clothesline if you so desire.
Wow.
It became the legislation on clotheslines. Just, that's wild.
Yeah.
It really is.
I didn't actually. So when we broached this.
No legislation against clotheslines. That was all just done at the private community level.
Yes, but if you've ever lived in a homeowners association, those are legally binding covenants.
Uh-huh.
They can come after you with legal action.
Yeah.
But yes, it was not at the state level. There was no law that says you can't hang a clothesline. It was just these neighborhoods got together, had all their residents and homebuyers moving in, joined these covenants that basically said, we will not have a clothesline because we all agree they're ugly.
Mm.
I didn't realize that this big question was that controversial, quite honestly. Wow. Although I'm really curious now, I want to ask my parents or just look up the city regulations where I grew up. I wonder if it's illegal there.
It would be worth looking up. I know it's something really that when we are moving into a new neighborhood or buying a new home, which we have done a couple of times, it is one of the things I look for. Yeah. What are the regulations around clotheslines?
That's crazy.
Because there often are some on the books.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Like I said, Navy housing, most rental properties don't allow it unless you have like a special dispensation. So if you are a homeowner, but who does not live in a homeowners association with a restricted covenant, then you can hang your clothes.
Mm. Yeah.
However, in those states I mentioned, there is a law on the books protecting your right to dry. So use that law if you so desire. And that's the big question for today. Should you lie and dry your clothes? Now I'm going to flip it to both of you.
Uh-huh.
Do you regularly lie and dry your clothes? Do you wish you did, but you don't? Do you not like it? What's your personal practice and the sort of philosophy behind it?
Yeah, we exclusively lie and dry our clothes. I should back up. When we lived in Chicago, we were in apartments, so we couldn't. We only used a dryer because that was the only thing available to us, except for our bike clothes, because it's better if you don't dry them a lot. So we would hang them on. We have photo evidence of this. We would just hang everything on hangers and then line it up in our bathroom. So I don't know if that probably doesn't count, but we would air dry all of that inside our apartment and it would fill up our entire shower rack. It was nuts. When we moved to St. Louis, our first apartment, we couldn't because we were in an apartment complex, but then we moved into a rental home and that's when we started exclusively line drying. We built a little mini clothesline off of the back of the house. It was not attached to the house. It was like a lean-to clothesline. Luther was very expert level of building a clothesline that didn't actually attach to the house because then we could do it. It was short, but we line dried outside as much as we could. And we also hung lines in the basement for when it was raining because that happens a lot in the spring. And then when we bought our house, we have plans to build a very fancy clothesline out in our backyard. We live in an unincorporated area, so there are very, very few rules.
Free for all.
Basically, yes. And, and a little bit more rural outside of St. Louis County. So we are definitely going to be building a clothesline at some point. We're going to put like trellises on the end of it and make it all fancy. But for the moment, we hung lines in our basement. So we currently hang our clothing in our basement. I am very much pro clothesline. I don't care if people hang their laundry outside. It smells so good when you get towels that are fresh off of the clothesline and like they've been sitting in the sun all day. Ugh. It's just like, it's the best smell in the world. Or like sheets. You put fresh sheets on your bed that have been hanging outside, other than maybe pollen infestation. It smells really good. So yes, I am very much, very much pro clothesline.
I am not a clothesline dryer. I'm not opposed to it. Like, I don't feel like it's a terrible thing. However, if I'm given the choice, with the exception of bedding, I'm going to choose the dryer for the convenience of it. I like that it's right next to my washer machine and I can just whoosh, pop it right into from one to the next. It's like a boom, boom, and I'm back on track and I can leave it alone. I don't have to wonder, is it raining? I got a quick run out and get the clothes. If I forget the clothes, it doesn't matter because they're just in the dryer. Mm. So I have used a clothesline when I lived in Japan, as Rachel mentioned. Oh, yeah. So for 3.5 years, I did the clothesline life, and it's fine. It adds a little bit of extra time, but it's not that much extra work. I can see how it'd be tedious with like babies and diapers and things. If you're having to wash like the old fashioned diapers, where anyway, I can see how that would be tedious, but honestly, it's not that much trouble for just once your kids are grown and they're not in diapers. I can't imagine that it's that much effort to put them out on a line and take them in off a line. And sheets that have been outside, like aired outside, they do have a wonderful fresh smell. I agree fully on that, 100%. But for me, quite honestly, it's not a moral decision. It's just pure convenience. I like the fact that I can just move from one to the next with ease.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My mom's family side of the family, I don't know that any of them did a lot of line drying post 1950s, but my husband's side of the family, that's where I was introduced to this, because his parents line dry basically everything. I mean, in Arkansas, it's sunny all the time, a lot of the time. So they did. And his grandma on the farm, that's where I was first introduced to it. The smell of fresh towels at his grandma's house.
Mm. Yeah. His grandma and my grandma lived just like a couple hours away from each other. So, you know, definitely a cultural thing there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'm sort of in the middle, honestly. I love line drying. I wish I could do it for everything, but we go through between 6 and 10, at least, loads of laundry per week.
Ooh.
And the weather doesn't necessarily... You do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The weather doesn't always agree with my love of line drying, nor does the schedule. So, Erin, I get the convenience. You guys are still laughing at my 6 to 10 loads of laundry a week.
But I forget about bedding and towels. And like when you add all of that together, plus all the clothes of the house of, makes sense.
That's a lot.
There's 6 of us and we're not exactly undersized. You know, my husband and son are both like 6'4", 6'5", and big men require big clothes, and big clothes, you get fewer of them in the washing machine.
That's very true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of laundry. And so practically speaking, while I wish I was able to line dry everything, it doesn't always work. But what I have found is that I can get through laundry twice as quickly if I put half of it on the clothesline.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because the washing machine is done in half the time of the dryer.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so I can, by switching back and forth between the two, I can get through a lot more laundry in a day. So just practically, I love it.
That's smart. Nice.
It's a life hack.
Even if I didn't have that, I would still love to do it because I love the aesthetic. I really do. It is pleasant to do it, to stand outside on a sunny, breezy day and hang your clothes. Pleasant to watch the clothes dance in the wind. Pleasant to go out there and feel the slightly damp, like, sheets and towels sort of like, I don't know, bop up against you as you're taking them down. It's a like whole body experience.
It's true.
It definitely saves energy, especially when you're talking about those 6 to 10 loads a week. So saving energy, it saves money. Sarah's laughing again. You mamas of many children out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I hear this from other people. It's just, I forget how, like, laundry's just never ending.
It really is.
I'm sorry.
I love the excuse to go outside and hang outside for a while and call it chores.
Yes.
There are very few that allow me to do that.
Uh-huh.
I love this, you know, we talk about liking slow food. This is like slow laundry.
Yes.
I love that it is slow, grounded, peaceful work. Like if I go out and hang clothes and come in, I feel better.
Right.
So I'm going to try and do that.
Yeah.
And yes, the sheets. There is a downside to the crispness of the line dried clothes. We'll get to that in a little bit here.
I have one if you don't say what I'm thinking, but we'll see. We'll hold that.
So as I was doing my deep dive Wikipedia research for this episode.
Deep dive Wikipedia.
I noticed something I'd never seen before. The Wikipedia article for clotheslines includes a list of advantages and disadvantages.
Mm. Huh, have you ever seen?
No.
No,
I haven't. So I'm going to quick run through their advantages and disadvantages, and you guys can discuss them as we go and see if they're on point. Okay, advantages. Saves money.
Yeah.
Zero greenhouse gas emissions per load versus two kilograms. I don't know how to measure that.
Yeah.
Of greenhouse gas emissions from the average mechanical clothes dryer per load.
Hmm.
Less fabric wear and tear.
Yes, that's very true. Clothes last longer if you hang dry them, line dry them.
Laundry items.
Wear and tear, yes. I would question fading.
Yes, that is true.
If you're outside,
if you're drying them outside, I would question the fading.
Yeah,
yes, they do fade.
Outside.
Hmm.
The sun bleaching.
And I will say that on a windy day, the wind can really do a number on things. Like if it's blowing 15 to 20 knots, like that can do some damage.
Yeah, you got to hang stuff strategically so it doesn't stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that.
Mm-hmm. More on that later. All right. Laundry items do not shrink.
Yeah.
Sometimes they grow, in my experience.
Sometimes that's something that the
dryer can assist with, like pulling it back into.
That's true.
True.
Form.
So. Okay. No static cling or perfume smells from fabric softener or anti-static dryer sheets.
Yeah.
That is a big perk for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I must say, I quit using dryer sheets a couple of years ago because I didn't find that it helped very much.
And dryer bowls are better.
The wool
dryer bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the other day, I forgot to put a dryer sheet in with my clothes, and it was noticeable. There was tremendous static.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I stopped using the dryer sheets, not because of the static, but because I heard, and this has proven to be true, that dryer sheets add sort of a plasticky, waxy residue to clothes that makes it harder to take the body odor out of, say, teenager t-shirts. And that was a big reason for me.
Yeah. I could imagine that. I will say I don't use them for a similar reason. I don't use them with my towels or with my sheets because there the static isn't an issue.
But
I do use it for clothes. But I could imagine that being a potential thing you'd want to,
yeah.
And that makes sense. I can see the logic there.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. Next advantage. Laundry items often do not need ironing if line dried in a breeze.
True. Very true. You can put dress shirts outside and you don't have to iron them. It's beautiful.
To be fair, that's also true for dryer items.
That is true. I'm not sure that's a dryer
promptly. You don't need to iron them.
That's a point to both sides.
Yeah.
And if you line dry your clothes without a breeze, all the wrinkles are still there.
Unless you have to line dry them over your dehumidifier in the basement and then you get an artificial breeze. It's brilliant.
Mm. Oh, clever.
This is why.
Okay, so it avoids the potential of airborne lint and reduced air quality.
Yeah, I mean, you're not making lint, but your clothes still, when I shake my clothes, like I take them off of my line and I shake out my t-shirts, they're still
Not like dryers don't create the lint.
It's just there's still stuff that flies
still
around.
I think that's a weaker one.
Yeah.
Eliminates the noise from a mechanical clothes dryer.
That's true.
True, but again, weaker.
But okay.
Yeah.
Does not vent indoor air to the outside and waste a large volume of conditioned air.
I mean, I guess so. Well, I got to think about that one.
It doesn't vent it, but I don't think it wastes a large quantity of conditioned air. Your dryer isn't like sucking in your air, and it's in the basement. I mean, I don't know. I guess
the idea is you draw the air into the house, it gets cooled, and because I live in Virginia, it gets cooled, cool air, and then the dryer sucks the cool air in, heats it up, and pumps it out of the house as hot air.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a weaker argument. All right.
Yeah. That's weak.
Okay, here's one. The last one here is
circulation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, the last one here is actually, I think, a really strong one.
Okay.
For a simple line drying arrangement, rope and clothespins, the repair and replacement costs are about $20 per 1,000 loads of laundry, or 2 cents per load, versus replacement cost for a mechanical clothes dryer, about $200 per 1,000 loads, or 20 cents per load. I think probably that cost has gotten higher.
That's 200. Yeah,
that's a pretty strong one. That's a pretty strong one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought my current clothesline for about, well, I just looked it up today. It says it's $40 now. It wasn't $40 when I bought it. It was like $30.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I bought it for $30, bought an extra $20 for a dowel rod so we could prop it up in the middle.
Yeah.
And yeah, that has dried many, many clothes.
We used paracord we already had and just strung it up in the basement. So
there you go. Okay, disadvantage.
All right. Okay.
Because we're fair here.
Yeah.
And Aaron's point of view absolutely matters. Okay, disadvantages. Putting laundry on a line takes more time than putting it into a dryer. Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Laundry definitely takes time.
When I was working full time in an office, the only time I was, and I did line dry my clothes, the only time I was able to line dry my clothes was if we had the perfect Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like if if it didn't rain on Saturday, then I could line dry a few loads.
Right.
Number two, laundry items need to be hung indoors during rainy weather or may get wet if the weather changes.
I mean, I don't know that I count that as a disadvantage. If you have space to do it inside, it's really not that big of a deal.
That's the issue. It's space.
I don't have space to do it inside.
I have
a beautiful backyard, but as we were discussing earlier, as we started recording this episode, I looked out the window where I can see my laundry flapping in the breeze, and I saw my youngest daughter run out with a laundry basket to grab stuff off the line because she saw that it was starting to rain.
Uh-huh.
Like the perfect entrance into this episode.
I know.
Yes. So a basement, it's not a big deal. Or like,
yes, someplace. There are no basements in Virginia, just about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Space would be an issue on that one.
Yeah. So that is a downside, but we have a dryer, so we can toss it in the dryer if they get wet. Or here's a fun fact. It doesn't hurt your clothes to get rained on.
Also that.
So if there's one of those pop-up Midwest thunderstorms.
Passing a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an extra rinse cycle, only with highly distilled water.
Yeah.
And then they dry all over again and they're just as happy. You can also, by the way, you can also leave them out overnight.
Yes.
Don't recommend. But a little extra dew will usually be dry by 10 in the morning, and it's fine.
We've done that before. Oh, whoops, there were clothes on the line.
Disadvantage three, neighbors may find it aesthetically unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
Depends on how much you care about your neighbors' opinions.
Yeah.
You love your neighbors, Sarah.
I think how not awesome your neighbors are, too.
To be fair, I think when we were in Richmond Heights, which is, I mean, that's suburbia. You live pretty close together. I think we did ask both of our neighbors, or at least we like talked with them about it before we put it up. And those were the ones we cared about because they were right next door. And I also tried to keep like underwear and stuff in the middle so that if you were looking from the outside, you really only saw like t-shirts and towels. Yeah. So I was hanging stuff with some discretion.
Yeah. And I mean, you can also like, okay, your neighbors do that. So maybe you're like, oh, it's probably let's try and get it off the clothes before they're out for their evening or whatever, you know, get it off the line. And there's compromises you could make there.
It's more of an issue if you live in a more suburbia area. If you're in the country, nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, and I think a sort of parallel movement to the clothes drying resurgence, that is to say the backyard chickens, have sort of paved the way for this.
Yep.
Because a clothesline, at least it's not chickens. But if you have a right to keep chickens, you probably have a right to dry your clothes. And at least it's not chickens. Although a lot of the people who have clotheslines also have chickens. And
we're going to get chickens
to go hands in hands.
Bless them. I would love to have chickens. We'll see.
Chickens,
I'm
geese.
I'm surprised you don't have them yet, honestly.
Chickens, ducks, bees. We've talked about a cow, but that might be a little much.
Just start with the chickens. You don't need to start at the top with a cow.
I want a miniature Jersey cow. Right? They're adorable.
They're so cute.
Like the size of a Great Dane, but they give beautiful buttery milk.
Right.
All right. I'm not going to have it. My husband's from the Navy. Moving on. Oh, exposing laundry can lessen privacy, showing information about inhabitants' living habits.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is legit. I remember when Ken was a vicar, we had a clothesline because we were in a farmhouse.
Yeah.
And he explicitly asked me not to hang his skivvies out on the line, which was, to be fair, visible from the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, I'm fine with you hanging out my t-shirts, just not my underwear. And I was like, I get that. You want to keep your dignity as Vicar Bomberger.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
And I thought of that later on, a few years later, when one of my neighbors had a clothesline and at one point hung out some fairly racy lingerie. That I never actually said anything about, but I looked at it and I was like, ooh, I just learned something about her that I did not know.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some dangers.
The whole time I lived in Japan, I always hung my underclothes in the bathroom. Yeah. I never hung my underclothes out on the.
I actually have a like little drying rack situation in the laundry room just for, you know, the things that I'm not comfortable putting on the line.
Yeah.
That's fair. We are blessed to have a really private clothesline, sort of sheltered by a garage and a shed and some trees. And, you know, so I hang a lot more out than I have sometimes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five, disadvantage. There may be a risk of theft or vandalism of clothes depending on where the clothes are hung.
That really depends on your context. But yeah, it could be.
I feel that sort of goes hand in hand with the, like, underclothing, really.
Yeah. Like, I just can't imagine a scenario in which someone would walk into my backyard and take clothes off my line.
We sort of kind of worried about that when we lived in a more suburban area. That definitely depends on your context. In my neighborhood now, I wouldn't worry about it at all.
I don't hang out designer clothes. So if they need the clothes, take the clothes. It's fine.
Also that.
Environmental contaminants such as soil, dust, smoke, automotive or industrial pollutants, pollen, and bird and animal droppings can come in contact with clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had bird poo on clothes before. The pollen would be more of an issue.
Uh-huh.
The pollen is an issue, which is unfortunate because pollen season and spring cleaning season sort of overlap.
Yeah.
And so at the time when it's finally warm and sunny enough that all I want to do is take off every piece of bedding and wash it and line dry it, then it comes in just drenched with pollen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is unfortunate because you don't want pollen in your pillowcase.
No.
That is true. That is true.
No. And you also don't want your clothes drying on the line when your neighbor is having a bonfire.
Nope. No.
Also true.
So, potential disadvantage. Okay, next one. Clothespins can leave imprints on clothes.
Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Imprints, or as I call them, poochies.
Poochies. Okay.
Yeah, you have to be a little strategic in hanging things. So either the marks end up in places that don't matter, or you hang them in a way that you won't get marks on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there are ways to work around this. I hang dresses by the armpits.
Yep.
And I hang t-shirts upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pants could be either right side up or upside down, often upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love pairing socks before I put them on the line.
We do that too.
So I will hang them in pairs. So all with one pin, two socks. Yep. And all you have to do is remove the pin and fold the socks. Good to go.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's the best hack. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's the last one seems the most absurd to me. The line presents a hazard to pedestrians depending on line mounting height, pedestrian height, and lighting conditions.
Pedestrian?
Well, I mean, you've literally heard of people being clotheslined.
Yard.
Yeah. This is why you place it strategically, so it's not in a path of travel.
Yeah, I could see how that might be a danger, but if people are used to knowing where the clothesline is, like I have a retractable clothesline, it goes out and back.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But everyone knows if I have laundry on the line, that's where it's going to be. And I have yet to have experienced anyone being physically harmed by my clothesline.
Mm-hmm.
Except once there at in one of our homes, there was some wasps that built a nest in one end of the tea par for the clothesline. So that was the only physical peril we put ourselves in.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That was fairly easily dealt with. Okay, so we've talked through the advantages. We've talked through the disadvantages. Do you have any to add that Wikipedia didn't think of?
The towels, when you take them off the line, can be a little exfoliating the first time you use them if they haven't been around in the breeze very much.
I view that. That's one of the few advantages, in my opinion. I like a crunchy towel.
I do, too. And you know what? So they are actually, the crunchy towels are more absorbent.
Yes, they are.
So in the spectrum of absorbency, you have the crunchy line dried towels, then the towels dried in a dryer without fabric softener. And then finally, the nice, soft, fluffy ones that you dry with fabric softener are ironically the least absorbent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess if you enjoy that kind of thing, that would be an advantage. But it is
crunchy towels are great. Although one of my cousins whose mom line dried, my aunt line dried most of their clothes for many years, he would say, "Mama, please don't put my socks and underwear on the clothesline. I don't like crunchy socks." And so I've done that before. If I'm having one of these massive laundry days where I'm trying and it's hot and perfect for line drying, I will like filter out the socks and underwear for each load and stuff them in the dryer. And then once I have a dryer full, then I will just do the socks and underwear in the dryer and everything else on the clothesline.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I think also, I haven't tried this because we don't typically dry our clothes, but I feel like the clothes that have cat hair all over them would come out less cat hairy if I dry them in a dryer, maybe with some dryer balls or something. Because if you just wash it, cat hair doesn't come off of your clothing in the wash. It just, it's on everything that's in that load. Yeah. So I pulled a pair of leggings out the other day and they were clean, but boy, they were covered. And our cat has white hair. So it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Tumble drying with dryer balls and, you know, that lint trap is wonderful.
Yeah.
That can help. It won't get rid of all of it, though. Like cat hair is cat hair.
Right. I think it would. Right. I don't know. I've yet to experiment. But I have a suspicion.
All right. So we've talked through reasons to line dry, reasons not to line dry. I would encourage you, though, if you are of a mindset to move into this lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle, to go for it. Know that the law is pretty much on your side, even if there might still be a little bit of social stigma attached to it. But all you have to do is say it's better for the environment and everyone has to shut up, right?
That's right. 2 kilograms of greenhouse gases. Load.
Yeah. And you can get set up pretty easily. My retractable clothesline, again, was like less than $40.
Yeah.
And it's going strong. I've done this many times because we move around a lot. Obviously, installing a T-bar 5-line clothesline in every house is not the way to go. But I can hang an entire load of, like a large load of laundry. It fills the line.
Yeah.
And so it does not require a lot of expense to get started. Clothes bins, of course, are great and cheap.
Yeah.
And when you are line drying your clothes, you get more outside time. You get more physical activity. You get that lovely fresh smell. It's good. Not for everybody.
How long do you think it takes a load of line of clothes to line dry? Well, I guess it really depends on the time of year.
Yeah. It really does. And the humidity and the
wind
and the rain.
The fabric is.
Yeah, never
mind. I will say if it is sunny over 80 degrees and there's even a breath of wind, you can probably line dry an entire load in an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's almost tied with the dryer as far as time goes.
If it's summer, our athletic clothes, when we would hang them outside, the shirts, like when you start hanging shirts and then you would come back down like 10, 15 minutes and they were dry.
Oh, because those are
because they're athletic clothes. But like we would hang them fabric. And then we'd come back around and take them down and put new ones up.
And it does depend on the fabric too. Some fabrics are quick dry, some are not. But the nice thing about line drying is that you can go down the line and be like, oh, this is dry, this is dry, this is dry. This isn't dry. I'm going to move all the things that aren't dry down to the other end of the line and then fill it back up. Yep. And so you can sort of tailor the dry time to the actual garment.
Yeah.
I will say that if it is under 70 degrees and not sunny, You're looking at a commitment. I might get one, two loads a day dried.
Yeah.
But if the weather is right, you can do quite a few loads.
Okay. Yeah. It's an advantage to putting it up in the basement. We do laundry on the weekends. And so I wash and hang it up. And then that stuff just kind of sits in the basement unless we need it until the next week. And then I take it all down and put a new load up. But that's basement drying.
Mm-hmm.
Other advantages and disadvantages to that.
Yes. So I think we've answered the big question. Should you line dry your clothes? Answer is yes, if you want to. No, if you don't.
That's a great answer.
The hard-hitting content you listen to our podcast for.
Do it if you want to.
It's one of the few things we can actually say that about. So many areas, you know, there is something that the Word of God has to say about an issue. But in this case, I think we have our Christian freedom here.
Yeah.
So I want to close with asking Sarah, you especially, but Aaron, who has line dried before, are there any like cheats or hacks or like best practices that we want to share with people? We've already talked about some of them, hanging t-shirts upside down to avoid poochies, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can we make the most out of your clothesline experience?
I usually try to hang like with like. Mm. So that saves on space and on clothesline. So like we'll hang all our t-shirts together and you overlap the two ends. So you just use one clothesline or clothespin in between the two t-shirts and then you run them all, like run all the t-shirts down the line.
I do that too.
I do the same. Yeah. Do the same thing with like anything that you can hook together. Mm-hmm. And then it's easier when you take it down, you can keep everything kind of contained. So it's easier to fold.
Mm-hmm.
I also, when I put t-shirts up, I fold like a good 3 or 4 inches over the end of the line instead of like just the hem, because that keeps it from stretching out too much at the bottom.
I will offer this, that if you live in a place where you don't have a yard for a clothesline. So when I lived in Japan, I did air dry my clothes, but I did not actually have a clothesline. I lived in apartments. There were no yards. So I would have basically like I had a rack that I would set up near a window, or they make these really nice. I'm sure you can get them on Amazon, but they make these really nice things that have like a hanger and then they have like 50 clothespins on them that are, it's just like a big hanging clothes rack that's full of the pins that you can then hang on a bar. And like, it works really well for, you can put loads of stuff on it. So if you do not have the space for a clothesline, but still want to be able to air dry your clothes, you could take that approach and then hang it from a hook on like your outside your window, on a balcony or something like that. Also works great for lingerie and that sort of thing. Even if you're air drying that in your bedroom or your bathroom or whatever, it still allows you to hang a whole lot in a small space. So
yeah, clothes racks are very good for more delicate clothing too, like my dresses and dress shirts and things that I don't want any clothesline marks or anything on. I hang those on an actual
formal dresses, swimsuits, the like. Mm-hmm. I was able to get a really good like clothes drying rack from IKEA that holds at least half a load of laundry if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I use that for very delicate things.
Yeah,
or things that I don't want to get bleached in the sun
and things like athletic-y fabric polo shirts and things. You can even just throw those on a hanger and put them in your bathroom. Mm. Like if you want to just dry some stuff, there are some things that won't stretch out if you put them on hangers. You have to be a little bit more discerning with fabric types and things so you don't get weird hanger marks. Stretch marks on your shoulders.
Yeah. Well, I've shared a lot of hacks throughout the episode, but I got two more to add to.
Okay.
One is that giant, like ultra big dowel rod.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a long clothesline, like I do, mine stretches like 50 feet. As soon as you hang two things on it, it's going to sag in the middle.
Yeah.
But if you get like a 6-foot dowel and five, whatever the longest one is, and cut a notch in one end of it, you can prop your clothesline up and then it can hold everything up off the ground. So that's what I do. The other thing, and this one I got from my mother, wise woman that she is, and it's part, I do it partly because I like to spend more time outside, fold your clothes off the line.
Yeah.
So as you take them off, fold them up, put them in the basket, and then you come into the house and you have a basket full of neatly folded clothes. Right. And you got to spend an extra 10 minutes outside while you were folding the t-shirts and the socks and whatever. Mm-hmm. So just a very pleasant, pleasant chore experience, all told. Way better than washing dishes or cleaning bathrooms.
It is definitely my favorite chore out of all of the chores. Well, you can get like a tool belt too to put your clothes pins in, especially if you have to go outside. We use a Musette bag that like you use when you cycle, and like if you watch the Tour de France, and they like, maybe none of you do, but they have these bags that look like, they look kind of like purses, like really, really long handle tote bags that they like throw over their backs with food. Mm-hmm. We made those for some of our long bike rides. So we use one of those for carrying around clothespins.
Nice. I use an old diaper bag. You know, those diaper, the ones you hang in the nurseries that have like a clothes hanger on the top of it and a whole lot of diapers. Okay.
Yeah.
I fished it out of one of my sister's giveaway bags when her baby was out of diapers. And I was like, I bet this would work for a clothespin bag. And it does. Yeah. And the original hanger broke, but I just stuck another clothes hanger in it. And now it works just as well. Perfect. So, anyway, it's fun.
Okay.
It's a bright spot in my life, and I'm glad to know that there are others out there who enjoy it too.
Yeah. Ladies, we want to know if you do or don't use a clothesline. Mm-hmm. If you are very opinionated about this, we'd love to know that even more. This is a big question after all. It's for all the drama. Uh-huh. So tell us your stories about line drying or not line drying. We'd love to know that in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, or on our Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Follow us.
Maybe
in both.
Maybe
of those
you're
places.
The head of your HOA and are the clothesline police. I bet you have some stories to share, and those would be interesting too.
There you go. We'd love to hear them. Find all of our episodes at kfuo.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Or on your favorite podcasting app, or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel. And oh, you guys, I forgot one story that I really wanted to share. So it can be an outtake or something. So there was a con man named Steve Commissar in the 90s who took out ads in national magazines advertising a scientifically proven space age method of drying clothes using only the power of the sun, selling them for like $49.99. Tons of people bought these, and all they got was a length of clothesline. So there you have it, a scientifically proven space age method of drying clothes using only the power of the sun.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at kfuo.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give.